She was to have gotten back to me on yesterday. She may have missed me because I was in and out most of the time.
Mrs. is that your...
That's my aunt, right?
Yeah.
My aunt is about the, you know, the senior citizens down
there. Right. I'd like to try to find, as I mentioned earlier, I guess, a couple of people by high school background, you know, blue collar, you know, not that I don't want to, this is just to avoid the stigma of college, you know, obviously we have vocabulary, you know, utilize things like that, that may be different. And then again, I'd like to try to find an older folk type that has even less in high school if possible.
That's what we would probably end up with Mrs. Sams, with my aunt, and you know, maybe the person that she was about to recommend, as far as that was concerned.
Yeah. In order to again, just as the ground rule, I called after we talked Wednesday. I called Dr. and was asking about this. I would still like to talk with any member of your family that's willing to talk to me. Mm-hmm. But he said try to avoid what they call vertical stratification on a survey like this, because what it might end up doing is getting your family dialect as opposed to a slight cross section.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, again, for my own records and for my own studies, you know, I would be perfectly happy to talk to any, you know, your grandmother, anybody, and tape too.
Yeah.
Because I'm absolutely certain that I'd come up with information that
that'll
be valuable.
Curl your ears.
Right.
That's what it'll do.
Right.
You know, but the funny thing about it is that when you talk about senior citizens of the Grove residence, you're really gonna run into
inner relationship.
It's gonna really be an inner family sort of situation. Family members. I mean, on both sides. See, my parents are on a longer sentence related to each other.
It's like a clan?
Right, sort of. You know.
Okay, well, that's all right. I mean, as long as they don't get, you know, like a direct lineage.
Right,
you know.
Uh-huh.
But that I just wanted to mention that. Before you were contacting and getting active and doing that, because I would like to try to get some stratification, you know, horizontal if possible, so I can get across, you know, sort of a cross-section, a pretty good cross-section. I think you're an excellent informant, you know, for the area, because you have been here, your family has been here for so long, and you have had the benefit of going on and might get two or three, four degrees, whatever, and you know the area so well. So.
Yeah, I think so. There's another area that you could probably, that you may want to look at also, and we call it Overtown.
Overtown.
Overtown. It's also a black area of Miami. It's north of Miami. And it hits in the area of 2nd and 3rd Avenue, and above 12th Street. Above 12th Street, it's called Overtown. It's a predominantly black area, also.
Would this also be
Miami?
In terms of Miami, would this also be like a Bahamian background, or?
In many cases, yeah. The early settlers there were Bahamian. There, but you know, now it's really like mixed. If you find a person, you know, for instance, with my type of background, I'm talking about family and so forth, born mm-hmm. here in Miami, you're going to find that happening. And you may also find that that was what we call, that area was settled also primarily by people coming in from the north, meaning they stopped there instead of coming further south in many cases. I'm talking about blacks, coming from, shall we say, Georgia, Carolina, many of the other southern states, and even from up as far as some people, I know some people from Maryland who came, decided to come south, and they settled that particular aspect of Miami, another cross the tracks.
Right. Okay. That was Overtown?
It's Overtown, yeah.
That was in existence when you were,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.